yesterday morning, Sunday, New York Governor Cuomo said nearly 1,000 police officers and National Guard troops would be sent to bus stops, train stations, and airports as investigators with the New York Police Department, the FBI, and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, or to identify the person or people responsible for the explosion. Well, as you and I know, because of Operation Gladio V, which Sybil Edmonds revealed over a decade ago to be a real, more recent incarnation of its predecessor, Operation Gladio, the leave-behind component from World War II, because of those revelations, we know that the FBI is probably the first place that folks should look. The Project Salaam study from 2014 proved conclusively that in the DOJ prosecutions, nearly 95% or almost 9.5 out of every 10 prosecutions included elements of preemptive prosecution and steering and guiding, handling by the FBI. And this is a disturbing realization when we realize the study Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution proved. Well, I should back up. You can look up the study yourself. If folks that are unfamiliar, if you've listened to this broadcast for any time, you know what I'm talking about. But if you're new to this broadcast, the study published in May 2014 by Project Salaam, titled Inventing Terrorists, the Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution, had these words in the summary. The study, sponsored by two national organizations, Project Salaam and the National Coalition to Protect Civil Freedoms, focuses on post-9/11 claims by the U.S. government so that it keeps the country safe, claims that it keeps the country safe from terrorism by arresting hundreds of so-called terrorists who were about to strike the U.S. until the FBI foiled their plots. In fact, this study shows that there have been remarkably few actual terrorism threats to this country.
Hillary Clinton has politically.
The vast majority of arrests in the war on terror have consisted of the FBI foiling its own entrapment plots or the government arresting people on material support for terrorism charges that effectively criminalize innocent conduct, such as charitable giving and management, free speech, free association, peacemaking, and social hospitality, or inflation of minor and technical incidents into terrorism events, such as immigration application inaccuracies, old weapons charges, or inaccurate statements to government officials. And the study showed that the war on terror has been largely a charade designed to make the American public believe that a terrorist army is loose on the U.S., in the U.S., when the truth is that most of the people convicted of terrorism-related crimes posed no danger to the U.S. and were entrapped by the preventive strategy known as preemptive prosecution. The theme of the study links preemptive prosecution to the metaphor of lawfare, the use of the law as a weapon of war. In this case, the war on terror. So that is the reality of the preemptive prosecutions and the war on terror. Scant few, if any, of the cases that have been successfully prosecuted by the DOJ are legitimate. Most of them are manufactured by the FBI and the Department of Justice, which is kind of an oxymoron at this point, I would say. Skipping ahead in the summary of the study, this statistical analysis shows that 72.4% of the convictions on the DOJ list represent cases of preemptive prosecution that were based on suspicion of the defendant's perceived ideology and not on his or her criminal activity. Another 21.8% of convictions on the DOJ list represent people who began on their own to engage in minor non-terrorist criminal activity, but those cases were manipulated and inflated by the government to appear as though they were terrorists. These cases are referred to in the study as elements of preemptive prosecution or elements. Overall, 94.2% of the terrorism-related convictions on the DOJ list have been either preemptive prosecution cases or cases that involved elements of preemptive prosecution. So overall, 94.2% of the terrorism-related convictions on the DOJ list have been either preemptive prosecution cases or cases that involve elements of preemptive prosecution. And that is a an alarming statistic, or it should be, for every American. There are numerous examples of this kind of thing. And you can find there is the New York Times. Well, the New York Times article that I refer to on a regular basis, the 2012 New York Times article, Terrorist Plots Helped Along by the FBI, New York Times, 2012. And more terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. The Intercept article from last March, titled How the FBI Created a Terrorist. That was an insightful and provocative article. The Sting, How the FBI Created a Terrorist. Talking about Sammy Osmakic and this is a common theme. The New York Times article mentioning the Pioneer Square bomber Muhammad Osman Muhammad, who was literally a passenger in his own terror plot, literally and figuratively. The entire plot was concocted by the FBI. The FBI provided all of the material and the van as well, including an undercover FBI agent as the driver. There's also the, speaking of New York, there's a well-known story of James Cromedy and his hapless bunch, his friends, who were recruited by an FBI informant. And these low-level informants are usually folks who are, they find themselves in some kind of trouble. They cut a deal with the FBI to be informants for a certain period of time. Little do they know, these hapless folks, that they're actually being conscripted to criminal activity and accessories to criminal activity by the FBI itself. So as the James Cromedy story went, the Stinger missile defendant, that is, a low-level drug dealer with a criminal record that included no violence or hate crime, despite his rants against Jews, he was searching for answers within his Islamic faith, his lawyer said, who appealed his conviction, but said this informant, I think, twisted that search in a really pretty awful way, sort of misdirected Cromedy in his search and turned him toward violence. These weak-minded people run into FBI informants who occasionally steer them into this kind of behavior and provide all of the material. The informer, in this case, Shahed Hussein had been charged with fraud but avoided prison and deportation by working undercover in another investigation. He was being paid by the FBI to pose as a wealthy Pakistani with ties to Jaish-e-Mohammed, a terrorist group that Mr. Cromedy apparently had never heard of before Cromedy met the informant at a chance encounter in a parking lot of a mosque. So suddenly, Shahed Hussein asks James Cromedy, "Brother, did you ever try to do anything for the cause of Islam?" And Cromedy basically said, "Where are you going with this, brother?" 2 days later, the informer told Cromedy, "Allah has more work for you to do," and added, "Revelation is going to come in your dreams that you have to do this thing, okay?" About 15 minutes later, Mr. Hussein proposed the idea of using Stinger missiles, saying that he could get them in a container from China. Mr. Cromedy laughed. So Cromedy said at one point, "I don't want anyone to get hurt," and then explained that he meant women and children. "I don't care if it's a whole synagogue of men." It took 11 months of meandering discussion and a promise of $250,000 to lead him with three co-conspirators he recruited, three hapless friends apparently, to plant fake bombs at two Riverdale synagogues. And how ridiculous was this entire charade? Well, Judge Colleen McMahon, who sentenced Cromedy to 25 years in prison, said during the trial, "Only the government could have made a terrorist out of Mr. Cromedy, whose buffoonery is positively Shakespearean in scope." Obviously, that was something that was cited in his defense. Well, if the government made him a terrorist or an alleged terrorist, then it's the government's fault. He was set up and entrapped. The judge said that's no excuse. This is what we're doing in America. This is what's happening in America. So those are the two things that we should, I think, focus on first. What is the net result? What is the net effect of what is happening anytime we see one of these incidents? Well, as I said, New York's governor said early Sunday, nearly 1,000 police officers and National Guard troops would be sent to bus stops, train stations, and airports as investigators with the New York Police Department, the FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives work to identify the person or people responsible for the explosion. I think they should probably begin in Quantico. Quantico or somewhere in Virginia is probably a good place to start. Langley and Quantico would be perhaps the best places to start, since those are the places that the genesis of what is purported to be terrorism reside. Those are the headquarters of where these ideologies spin out from. Operation Cyclone, of course, the creation of the Afghan Mujahideen, and the recruiting of the radical Islamic element of Wahhabism and Salafism. Intelligence communities have long relied on those radical elements. They recruit from the Wahhabist and Salafist ideology. If people understood what's happening and the way that what is purported to be terrorism is orchestrated and engineered, they would be outraged, and this would change overnight. We would get back to Andrew Jackson's admonition in his farewell address when he said, "The remedy is in our hands, each one of us." remedy is easy and peaceful, and if, from the character of the law, it is an abuse of power not within the control of the judiciary, then free discussion and calm appeals to reason and to the justice of the people will not fail to redress the wrong. He said, it rests with you, us, you and me, the people, to determine whether the proper remedy shall be applied. It is up to us, and the remedy must and will be applied if you determine upon it. The power is in your hands. The remedy must and will be applied if you determine upon it. Stick around after the short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Talking about the latest round of the absurdity of the notion that America is just besieged by radical terrorism, and particularly radical Islamic terrorism. Now, if you go look up Operation Gladio V, the revelation made by Sybil Edmonds, and if you think that these leaks, by the way, that are not really leaks, are legitimate if you think that Edward Snowden is truly a political fugitive in exile, while a movie about him is produced by Hollywood and widely circulated, you are delusional. So that is not by accident. It's also not by accident that we see these kinds of things happening around important events, you know, the coast bombing, the Independence bomber, the Christmas bomber nonsense. Things happening around important events, that has a deleterious effect on commerce in America. We've seen the gradual and continual erosion of our economic constructs for about a decade now. Fairly concerted effort to destroy or considerably weaken the American economy. And I would conjecture that coincides with technocrats' grand dream, as Patrick Wood has mentioned, of a new international economic order, which is being installed. It is supplanting capitalism as we speak, crony capitalism, fascism, whatever you want to call it. The technocratic model is supplanting capitalism as validated by things like Jeremy Rifkin's book, The Zero Marginal Cost Society. And in the title of his book, he includes those words, the eclipse of capitalism. Why is that? Because this is what's happening. The zero marginal cost society, the Internet of Things, the collaborative commons, and the eclipse of capitalism. I mentioned in recent conversations Jaron Lanier's book, You Are Not a Gadget, A Manifesto, which is a fantastic book. Everyone should read. I've mentioned it in the past. Jaron Lanier is kind of the father of virtual reality technology, if you will. He is he was a child prodigy, brilliant guy. He is kind of one of the who's who in Silicon Valley, has worked with just about everybody who's who, who's somebody, and is the guy that you've never heard of. Why is that? Brilliant guy. It's because he's one of the only, if not the only, dissenting voices. And people don't realize that there is a momentum and kind of a unilateral direction to technology as it has been harnessed by technocrats. There are things that are happening essentially amount to what I call assumptive tyranny. Why is it that you can't buy a laptop anymore without a camera? Why do you have to have a phone that has two cameras on it? Why do you have to? What if you don't want it? People will argue, well, there's such a small market for those. You know, it's interesting. There is a growing number of folks I see all over the place that have Band-Aids, sticky notes, pieces of tape, things on their devices, like laptops, for example, with cameras that they don't use. Growing number of those folks. It's interesting. So there are decisions that are made, and you don't get to choose. Remember Edward Bernays' words? He said that's what happens. Our tastes are formed, our minds are molded, largely by memory. And he wasn't guessing, he was hired by those very people. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train. Invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's NOMASK.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Back.
I want to have control.
bizarre, you know? Bizarre. This strange, dystopic nightmare that we find ourselves in. So in the latest developments, Ahmad Khan Rahmani is in custody, obviously, after a shootout with police. That is the... the latest development in that story. And then, of course, we need to get to the Minnesota mall stabbing story as well. Again, all on the one-week anniversary of the 15th anniversary of September 11th, or I should say a week after the 15th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. And this is no... this is no surprise. This is a common thing to continue to further deepen the inertment and the psychological injury of the American people. This is what happens. You know, we see the images, never forget, with the, you know, the graphic of the Twin Towers and the words "never forget." And some folks have altered that meme a little bit, including Building 7 and the word "forget" over or around Building 7. Forget this, but never forget these. This is what's happening in America. Have you seen the movie Brazil? Terry Gilliam's 1985 production that basically foreshadowed this situation, and not just here, but obviously abroad, starring Robert De Niro. So forth. It's rather uncanny. We have the Strong Cities Network that was announced last year this time, and that has just kind of gone hush, hasn't it? Yet we hear, as I have mentioned, the memetic warfare call, or the continued message, psychological message of, you know, strong cities. We hear about this, probably hear New York strong, New Jersey strong, St. Cloud strong, so on and so forth, Chelsea strong, these kinds of things. We're seeing that in memetic warfare fashion. To me, that coincides with the Strong Cities Network. These are cities that are supposed to be strong, and it's interesting. There are a couple of things that come to my mind. The element of poverty in certain cities that is used to foment the conflict and incite and to further foment a growing sentiment of balkanization, dividing the people on various lines, black and white, Christian and Muslim, you know, religious, color, ethnic, socioeconomic, etc., etc. To balkanize us, divide us all up, so that we are unable to band together and effectively thwart this continuum of evil. It's just a continuum of evil. You know, again, going back to Andrew Jackson's words, he spoke extensively about the intriguers who would use the paper system. The paper system. Isn't that an interesting statement? Why didn't you just call it money? Or paper money? Or the paper system? Again, that's a subject we've talked so much about. There are so many things we should learn, we should know about in America. So many we don't know about. And because of that, unreality is considered reality. And reality is considered fantasy and crazy. It's just unbelievable, the nightmare that we've been immersed in and subjected to. So Andrew Jackson's farewell address from 1837 in it, he said, it will require steady and persevering exertions on your part to rid yourselves of the iniquities and mischiefs of the paper system and to check the spirit of monopoly and other abuses which have sprung up with it. Do we have this paper system? And what happened? Well, as you know, if you've listened to this broadcast, Andrew Jackson obviously vetoed the renewal of the charter for the Second Central Bank of the United States. What has subsequently become the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve, obviously. So Andrew Jackson vetoed the renewal of the charter for a Second Central Bank of the United States. And why would he do that? Well, he spoke extensively on why in his farewell address. From this paper system, as he said, would spring all of these inequities and mischiefs, as he said. It was kind of the wellspring mischief. You can, if you own that system, then you can conscript anyone to do anything at any time. You can pay anyone you want, as much as you want, to do whatever you want, anytime you want. Think about it. If you own that system, you don't have to be measured on the Forbes list of who has ascended the heights of the monopoly game, so to speak. And that's essentially what happens. Who controls the paper system? It's certainly not Congress. Certainly not the president. Certainly not the American people. Then who? Andrew Jackson said it will require steady and persevering exertions on your part to rid yourselves of the iniquities and mischiefs of the paper system and to check the spirit of monopoly and other abuses which have sprung up with it and which it is the main support. And of which it is the main support. So many interests are united to resist all reform on this subject that you must not hope the conflict will be a short one, nor success easy. Jackson said, my humble efforts have not been spared during my administration of the government to restore the constitutional currency of gold and silver. And something I trust has been done toward the accomplishment of this most desirable object. Why? Why is this, the constitutional currency of gold and silver, most desirable? But enough yet remains to require all your energy and perseverance. The power, however, is in your hands, and the remedy must and will be applied if you determine upon it. Have we determined upon it? We have movies these days for decades now, vigilante justice, that basically gelds the American population. It does a couple of things, in my opinion. Two simple things. It gelds the populace, believing there is some person out there somewhere. Someone will do something. It does that, and it also draws in and conscripts certain warrior class types to things like military service and so forth, a feigned sense of patriotism or a false sense of patriotism. So neither one of those things are good. What we really need is a strong backbone and a hearty and rugged sense of determination. And we should settle upon these words of Andrew Jackson as our course. We should rid ourselves of the paper system. Imagine if we could do that. We could return to constitutional currency, gold and silver. But who knows about these things? You know, the violent fluctuations that our economy has experienced would dramatically be reduced. This monopoly, look at the spirit of monopoly. We played the Al Jazeera video that Fred mentioned last week, Empire, the Rise of the Oligarchs, 85 people own as much as hundreds of millions, billions, really, of people around the world. Which is not to say that, not to play into class warfare and, a further fomenting of a Bolshevik revolution kind of concept. It's merely to validate Andrew Jackson's words on this spirit of monopoly. This is what happens. The paper system engenders this kind of spirit and this thirst for monopoly in some people, as Jackson pointed out. It makes it possible. And this is not a new subject. Jackson talked about it. Many have talked about it. I've mentioned John Maynard Keynes' words and the economic consequences of the peace from 1919. Same sentiment. The way that Keynes put it, by a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. And this is one of the most insidious aspects of the paper system. The inflation aspect. Since the institution of the Federal Reserve back in 1913, it has essentially destroyed, it has eviscerated the value of the original dollar. The Federal Reserve note is not a dollar, it is a cheap counterfeit. The Federal Reserve itself admits the dollar has, what is purported to be a dollar today has no value, it has purchasing power. Huh, what is the difference? John Adams said, all the confusions, perplexities, and distresses in America arise not from want of honor or virtue, nor from defects in their constitution or confederation, so much as the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. Do we know the distinction between coin, credit, and circulation in America today? Do we? Why don't we learn about these things? Why aren't we taught about these things in school? Think about it. Why are Fabian socialist organizations like the London School of Economics the only kinds of places that folks learn about these things? By a continuing process of inflation, governments can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily. Exactly. And while the process impoverishes many, pay attention, it actually enriches some. It actually enriches some. The sight of this arbitrary rearrangement of riches strikes not only at security, but at confidence in the equity of the existing distribution of wealth. Those to whom the system brings windfalls beyond their deserts, and even beyond their expectations or desires, become profiteers who are the object of the hatred of the bourgeoisie, whom the inflationism has impoverished, not less than that of the proletariat. As the inflation proceeds and the real value of the currency fluctuates wildly from month to month, all permanent relations between debtors and creditors, which form the ultimate foundation of capitalism, become so utterly disordered as to be almost meaningless. Have we not seen this process happening in America, criminalizing poverty and predatory lending along with it? At that spectrum, at that end or that place in the economic spectrum, there is so much criminal activity, under color of law, you might say. It's just shameful, reprehensible. The process of wealth getting degenerates into a gamble and a lottery. Q Keynes wrote, "There is no subtler, no sure means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. The process engages all the hidden forces of economic law on the side of destruction. It does it in a manner which not one man in a million is able to diagnose. It's what we have going on today. We have been told that there is a redistribution of wealth happening. We have been told that this is a good thing. Hayek, I've mentioned Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, his book in reflection of totalitarianism, Nazism, fascism in the height of the World War II era, is very instructive, very informative on this note. And he mentioned this issue of the economic forces being tied directly to the rise of totalitarianism. Mentioned those words last week. And the way that the individual enjoyed a unique opportunity to realize his own or her own individuality in the Renaissance era, so to speak. But we've seen a shift, haven't we? And the growing rise of tyranny that coincides with this paper system and all its abuses. The socialism, the redistribution of wealth. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a... Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life
. So we should talk about these incidents over the weekend. There were a number of incidents. The mall stabbing was one of several incidents reported nationwide Saturday in New York City. As CNN put it, an explosion ripped through the Chelsea neighborhood, injuring 29 people. A second explosive device was found a few blocks away. In New Jersey, an explosion went off in a garbage can on the route of Marine Corps charity run 5K race in Seaside Park. After the attacker was killed, actually, in Minnesota, the police chief said two search warrants were executed at an address in St. Cloud, and the suspect's vehicle was impounded. So the case may be closed soon. The chief didn't see things going back to normal. They say St. Cloud is a city changed forever. That's the way CNN is reporting it. Crossroads Mall is expected to reopen today. Beyond that moment, though, the mayor says that the city may be changed forever. And that's a sentiment echoed by the police chief. Police chief said, whenever something as awful as this happens, it's hard for things to be the same as they were. And that's the point. That is the point. This psychological injury and continual inertment of the people, especially in the wake of the September 11th anniversary, is the point. And so there is, again, a heightened call for ratcheting up the police state apparatus. You know, 1,000 police and National Guard troops dispatched. And again, the real issue here is the rationing up of the police state, and where are these people coming from? Let's go back to Operation Cyclone. The godfather of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram and all of these terrorist organizations is the CIA through Operation Cyclone. So where do they come from? Why don't we talk about that? Why don't we talk about the fact that the State Department knows John McCain was pictured with the leader of ISIS just months before suddenly ISIS became an issue? Why is that? And McCain was involved in other scandals over the years. Why is he not in prison instead of in politics? Rhetorical question. We'll be right back in the second hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do?
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.